Hey, Zarni, here.
Hey,
How you doing?
What's going on?
Not much.
Bad.
Not bad, yeah. We're looking forward to coming down here as well.
Awesome.
So, yeah, we're
Hi,
all...
Hi, how are you today?
Yeah, not too bad. I actually got a little bit of a temperature today. I think I picked up a...
Picked up
bit
a bug?
A bug from my girlfriend. Yeah, from a friend of mine.
Oh. Oh, no. Are you going to be able to make it down on Thursday?
Not too sure. Trying to, but we'll see how it goes. But I've got the webinar on tonight with Frank.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, we just had a few a few follow-up questions for you. But anyway, yeah, really excited coming down. I don't know if we've mentioned this to you, but we're staying an extra day in Belize City. So we're staying at the Radisson there. We're gonna check out one of the
perfect.
The Maya ruins. Been really excited
perfect.
About that.
Awesome.
And so, yeah, we just had a few follow-up questions for you, just kind of wanted a few things that I've been talking about over the past couple of days that we wanted to just finalize before we head down there.
Okay.
So, did you have fun? Do you want to go?
Well, I guess my first question was, we've been having some issues with our computer here lately, and so I wanted to see about the webinar tonight. How does that work? Because I'm not very tech-savvy, and so I want to make sure I've got the computer and stuff lined up beforehand.
Yeah, because I know we did one of these in the past, and we had some trouble with the audio. So I just want to know, like, how's this going to work? Are we going to call in somewhere? Are we going to type in questions? How's that?
So I sent you a link to your email address. So you click on that link, and it'll take you to the website. And then you should just be able to put your name in there and log in, and then it should bring up the audio. And then also, look, kind of like slides, but what we do on the virtual presentation.
Uh-huh.
If I were you, though, I'd probably try to get on maybe 10 minutes, well, 10 minutes before. Or what I'll do is, like, try to log on, and if you're having problems, then Daryl, who helps us with our webinar, he can maybe talk you through it.
Okay, that'd be great. Yeah, because I'm not very good at this stuff.
We're not too tech savvy over here.
My computer tends to hate me more than
really
love me.
I'm not really either, so it's really helpful that Daryl's, like, literally just a few steps away. So Daryl's there for that reason. So if you're having problems, just let me know, and then I'll put Daryl on the phone with you.
Okay, great. Sounds good. We'll try to make that work. You know, we've mentioned our lawyer earlier. She's looking at some few things on her end. She might have some more questions. We're not entirely sure. But the main cash distribution is this week, so we're all good to go on that end.
Okay. So is she going to be talking with the Belizean attorney before you head down?
We have no idea. I know that when we talked to Frank, was it last week, Ben?
I think so, yeah.
So when we talked to Frank, I know he said that if she had any questions, you know, that she could call him. We passed that information on to her. So I'm just making a big fat assumption here. I'm making the assumption that if she has any questions, she'll reach out to Frank first. Why bother a law firm when you can maybe get it answered a lot simpler?
Yeah, we don't know.
With my work with attorneys, they try to make everything way more complicated. So why do that?
We leave it to them.
Yeah, it's just because I know, like, if you're down there and you really fall in love with something and you want to move forward, you want to make sure that the attorney knows that she's comfortable with everything. She's spoken to the Belizean attorney, and it's, you know, it's all good to rock and roll. So, but if she does have any questions, she should reach out to Frank.
Okay.
Sure.
All right.
Maybe just pop that in and just say, listen, can you give, you know, Frank a call today, just in case, you know, before we head down? So if there's anything that needs to be addressed, we can do that before we even get down on tour.
Okay.
Yeah, that's great.
Great, sounds good. Yeah, I mean, we're super excited.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be hard not to...
We're excited to have you down there.
I think it's going to be hard not to fall in love with the place down there. I mean, the pictures and everything look amazing. And so, I mean, this is obviously one of the biggest purchases we've ever made. And we want to know if we could buy one lot with cash. We're ready to go, but we're just thinking about a second lot as an investment for the future.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I remember you said earlier that we'd get a 35% cash discount if we bought a second lot.
So that's 35% is like for the cash deal on a lot. But if you want to get another one, they'll take really good care of you. There's a multi-lot discount. So that's why people are going down there and they are buying one, two, sometimes three lots. So they're going to definitely be able to work well with you on that. So, and that's something you'll decide when you're down there. So if, you know, you're happy with going through with one and you say, hey, look, there's another one in a different area that we feel is going to be a great investment opportunity, let's talk about maybe incorporating that into the deal. Gotcha. I'll do that with you.
Okay, so I get a 35% cash discount for the first lot.
Yes.
Okay. And then I don't know if you do this down there, and I do this sometimes in my business, but I offer my clients a discount for prompt payment. It obviously depends on the client's situation. I don't always do this. But do you ever? How would you feel about moving the cash discount from 35% to 45% if we agreed to send the money, you know, like 72 hours after being down there?
I'm not too sure how they're going to work that down there because I don't actually do the, like when it comes down to doing the deals and the contracts, that's Daniel and Eric. But, you know, I've seen people walk away with incredible things happen. So you just use your playing cards when you're down there, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're down there, get boots on the ground. You know, we've reserved that one particular lot for you. So obviously you're going to go to different communities, but then they'll take you to that one area. And, you know, if you've got the funds ready to move,
yeah, I mean, they're coming in this week.
On Sunday. Yeah, so what will happen, I mean, on the day of the island, remember those pull-uppers I showed you on the slides where you can go out there?
Right, there's two huts on the water, right?
Yeah, so that's the office. So if you want to sit down and talk with them, you know, and say, look, we'd really like to have a private conversation and talk about what we've got, like what our options are here.
Uh-huh.
Either with, you know, Daniel or Eric, they're both incredible. All my clients have come back and they've just been so well taken care of and just thrilled with what they got. So I'll leave them, like, if I can't get down there, I'm hoping I'm going to be okay. But
I hope so too. So you're saying we could basically combine a cash discount with a prompt payment discount when we're down there?
Maybe.
I'm not too sure. I know that, like, if you're buying one lot, usually if you come in as cash, depending on the area, if it's Northridge, because it's still considered under construction, like pre-construction phase, I know they're giving extra discounts where you could get up to around the 35%. But as I said, you know, when push comes to shove and you're sitting there and say, listen, we've got the cash ready to go now, what deal have you got? And if we're getting two, what are you going to do for us?
Uh-huh.
They will, you know, you've got room to play. So.
Oh, good. Okay. So there's some wiggle room here. We can make something happen.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, someone coming down who's got cash compared to someone who's coming down with 10% is a huge difference. So, you know, they're going to sit down and work something out really well with you, obviously. And then, two, you know, they'll cover your airfares and your tour costs into that purchase as well.
Oh, great. All right, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Now, Northridge, that was the one we had talked about before, right, where they're starting to dredge in there and stuff?
Exactly. So when you go to Sapodilla Ridge and you see all the canals have been dredged out, that's exactly what they're going to be doing, and that's what will be accomplished at Northridge.
Okay. Well, so I did have a question about that, and this is great because it leads right into it, and I don't appear as scatterbrained as normal. So I did have a question. So I know that we've got our lot that we picked out currently, and I know that when we talked last week, we had looked at some other ones that were on the water. And I had a question about, like a boat dock, like, on our land, like, that sticks out into the waterway. Would something like that be possible, or is it strictly using the marina?
No, so that's the whole reason people are usually buying into those lots. So for people who can afford to get in on those canal lots, yes, you can have a boat that will come off the back of your property. So there's different ways where they can do cut in. So it's like you can park it into part of your property, and they'll show you what that looks like when you get down there. So if you want to have a boat off the back of 97, or if you pick another waterfront lot there, you absolutely can do that.
And is that something that IGY would have to build or manage?
No. No, that's something that the builder would be doing for you.
Okay. But
I was just, because I'm curious to, you know, weigh the pros and cons of having our own. you know, dog right. versus something at the marina. And so would it be possible when we go down there this week to, like, talk to someone from IGY? I mean, like, do they will they have someone there that we can talk to about, you know, the benefits of buying a slot, a slip?
Well, no, Frank would be the person to talk with. And so write down all those questions, because actually we can actually talk about that on the webinar tonight. Because Frank's been the one that's been dealing with them directly, with IGY.
Okay.
So,
will there be an IGY rep on the call tonight?
No, there's not going to be an IGY rep, but they did say that any questions are to go through us, so practically Frank. So they've already wrote a letter to us, and I've got that on my computer, actually, where they said, look, any and all questions, you know, feel free to address it through to... Because we had a lot of people calling them, and obviously, you know, they're really, really busy right now, so they said, look, all questions to address through our company, which would be Frank, because Frank's been the one meeting with them, talking with them, and so he has a lot of insight into those type of questions and how IGY would answer those.
Okay, because I mean, if I remember correctly, you said that we would lease the slip, right? We wouldn't buy it?
Yes.
And then, so, like, if we lease a slip, like, how long do we lease it for? Like, if we're down there for 2 months, do we lease it for 2 months? Or is it lease it for a year?
Yeah, I'm not too sure. That's definitely a question for Frank, because I haven't been dealing with IGY directly. But Frank has. All I know is that, you know, people cannot buy those slips. But he's been dealing with other clients who are boat owners. So I would definitely bring that up on the webinar tonight. Gotcha. So write that question down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So is Frank's like an IGY representative?
He's not an IGY representative, but he works very closely with the developer. Frank is practically just as good as the developer. So Frank is the go-to man. He's the one that's had his boots on the ground dealing with the Belizean government. He's just incredible. So if you get any, like, as close information as possible, I'd be talking with Frank, because Frank was the one that was meeting with IGY.
Okay.
He just recently came back from meeting with them, uh-huh. representatives coming down there. So he's the one that's been in talks with them, so he would absolutely be the person I would be directing that question to.
Gotcha. All right, yeah, we'll definitely bring that up on our list tonight if we have questions with them.
Yeah.
All right.
And then how long is the webinar tonight?
It really depends. Sometimes it can go about an hour. It just depends. What we kind of do is go into explanation of what you're coming down to take a look at. Frank kind of puts a little bit of his input in there. You'll hear me on there as well. But then it comes time to questions and answers at the end. So... you know, I'd probably put aside about an hour. It just depends how many questions come in. Frank's, you know, I'm pretty much put on there to, you know, steer Frank, because Frank can really go into in-depth detail.
Gotcha. So Frank,
6 hours.
Frank's the go-to guy.
Gotcha. We do not need a six-hour webinar, that's for sure.
And that's the thing. Like, it's a shame. Like, I wish he was going to be down there when you guys were there, because honestly, people are just in awe of him. When he goes and he's able to get down on one of the tours, people buy just because Frank's there.
Oh, so we're not going to get to meet him.
Yeah. Well, I know. So, but, you know, the thing is that he's happy to take a call from you. He'll be on that webinar tonight.
Gotcha.
And, you know, you'll be typing in those questions live as we're talking. And then I'll be seeing those. And then I'll be telling Frank what questions are coming through. And then he'll be able to talk about it on there.
Okay, gotcha.
No, that's great.
That makes sense. So, do you have a sense of who we will meet down there?
What was that?
Who are we going to meet down there on the tour?
Oh, Danny Key, fellow Aussie. Awesome. You guys know, love Danny. Eric's down there. He's also an owner. You're going to meet quite a few owners down there.
How many owners does this place have?
We've got over 800 owners.
Oh, wow. Owners, so definitely not going to meet all of them.
Living there, though. No, yeah, but not actually living there. Last count, I don't know, there's quite a few, but you're going to meet a lot of people when you're down there.
Now, when you say owners, do you mean like the owners of the individual properties or like the owner of the development itself?
You might come across Pete, the developer. He lives down there with his wife, Paula. And so you may come in contact with them, but you'll meet his sister. You'll meet the developer's sister, Maya. She's fantastic. I love Maya. Maya and Victor, you'll have a blast with them. And then you're going to meet Phil and his wife that live there. He's actually an ex-police detective. There's multiple people that you'll meet.
So, okay. Yeah, it looks great. Looking forward to meeting them all. We'll be on our best behavior, don't worry.
It's all right. So everyone has a blast down there.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like it. It's hard not to. It looked like a good time.
Yeah.
I've been just thinking about this IGY thing for a second. I just want to clarify, talking about it, and if we want to get a boat in that type of situation. So we don't need to go through IGY for info on the marina. We could just go through Frank?
Frank, absolutely. Yep, you can get information through Frank. As I said, he went down there and he met with the representative. We finished building the office down there for IGY at the marina. And so he said that the press package that will be done at the International Boat Show is going to be centered around the opening of Belize Marina. So he was the one that met with those guys. So he's been in that from the beginning. So
okay.
Frank is the go-to man.
Great.
Yeah, he's the go-to man. So that's why I was shocked that he said, oh, look, just, my number and have him call me.
Yeah, great. No, we really appreciate that. No, we had a great chat with him. Oh, is there going to be AC in any of these buildings when we're down there?
Oh, hell yes.
Hell yes. Oh, great.
Yeah, there will be. Yeah, you don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
But you'll be doing, kind of a swimming. Every day will be fantastic. You'll love it.
Ugh, looking forward to it.
You'll be there all day.
Nice.
So, around 3:30.
48 hours, babe. We'll be down there.
Yep.
Yes. So, get out there on the reef, go snorkel, paddleboards, kayaks, fishing, food, drink. It's just amazing. And the water is just incredible.
Oh, it looks beautiful,
Absolutely incredible, yeah. So,
great.
But any questions that you do think of, just definitely write it down for tonight at 4 o'clock so Frank can address all of those. And he's really great because if there's something that he really doesn't know and he needs to get info on it, he's not going to feed you full of, fluff. He's going to actually go get that info and then be able to pass it on to you. But you're pretty much knowledgeable on everything.
All right, great. I mean, we'll definitely get some questions for him. I think we just want to ask you a few more while we have you one-on-one here, so we're not, interrupting the crowd tonight. But one of the things that, really attracted me to this in the beginning is that that this place is debt-free. And so I just want to clarify that you mentioned a couple times, and we just want to really understand this, that the developer is completely debt-free. Do we understand that correctly?
Yes, that's right. So what happened was he came in and he purchased that land in full. He paid cash. So there's absolutely no money owing on that property whatsoever. Very, very, very rare you'll ever come across a development that has been paid for in full. Usually the developers are paying off the bank, and that's the issue. But for me, I would never consider buying into a development where money is owed to the bank, because that's where the problems lie, where they go bankrupt. They're not making enough sales. And they can't proceed with paying off that or even getting the amenities finished. This has all been paid for in full, so they don't have to worry about putting money towards the property. All the money that comes in from those sales are going straight into the completion of everything they need at the marina and everything else that they've been doing.
So there's
absolutely no way for you to lose your money.
So, no matter what, there's no debt or anything that would stop, the marina from going forward, or, the grocery stores and the things like that we've talked about before. Those will go forward no matter what.
But, so
that's exactly right.
I know he bought the land debt-free, but does he still owe to other people, or he's completely debt-free?
No, he's completely debt-free. So, that's why there's no excuse in it.
Okay, that's great. So,
I mean, you can even bring that up on the webinar tonight. Just have Frank maybe go into it a little bit more.
Yeah, I will. That's
how that all came about. Yeah. So a really, really good question.
Yeah, because that's one of my fears. Because I've had it happen to someone in my family, and it just it's one of those things.
Terrifying.
Once first,
oh, that was
once
a mess.
Burned, twice shy.
Yeah, it's terrifying. So, bring that up. Just maybe other people might not have thought to even ask that question who are going on the tour with you. So maybe they'll probably appreciate that a lot too if Frank can go into that a little bit more detail.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he'll also give a background on what he does, is he gives a background on who he is and what roles he's played in his career.
Okay.
So,
all right. So this place is going to stay right on track, even if the money coming in slows for some reason.
Yes, it does stay on track. That's right. So, you can definitely bring that up. Great question. And have Frank go into a little bit more detail.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, we're looking forward to talking tonight. And there's going to be some environmental questions there too, right? We'll get a mix of
perfect.
Some stuff.
So I'll have him, like, he'll talk about it, and but you'll hear me probably start. I'll start giving the eye. Because he honestly, he can just go
he just
on.
Got,
and on
we
and
yeah,
on.
We kind of got that sense talking to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's just so much knowledge up in his head. And,
oh, it sounded like.
Know,
I mean, he was running circles around us with some of those concepts.
Yeah.
Now something.
But,
I'm sorry.
These guys were great. He said, "Look, these guys really do have buying questions." And so he said, look, yeah, you're a fantastic couple. Yes.
We like hearing that.
No, he really did like you guys. And he, you know, even with the other management, you know, they said, oh, you know, did you get Frank to call? And they're like, he goes, yeah, look, great couple.
Oh, look at that, babe. We're making quite the impression on
great.
We'll try to keep it up.
So I have something written down that I wanted to ask, because I realized that out of all the stuff that the little notes and stuff that I have written down from our conversations, we didn't ask about a brokerage fee.
A brokerage fee? Not that I'm aware of at all.
So I know for something like in the U.S. we would pay 3%, so we don't pay that down there?
So we don't have to, like, pay you anything in addition to the payment for the land?
No. So, you just got your GST. All of that will be broken down. So when you're down there on the tour with Danny and Eric, they're going to have that payment calculator. That's kind of like what I used. And they're going to break everything down for you. But I haven't heard of a brokerage fee.
Okay.
So what's the GST?
No, I have not heard of that. Remember the GST? So it's on the purchase price of the property, not on the original list price. Remember, we're talking about the GST, the general sales tax.
Gotcha.
Remember when I was going through the payment calculator and it was like 12.5%, but they break it down. They've got a completely different type of payment calculator than what I use, but it really breaks it down and it makes sense and it kind of saves you a lot of cost with the way they do it. So they go through all of that with you.
How much is the GST?
The GST is 12.5% of the purchase price, but they break it up. So they're trying to do it where you just pay a little bit on the land, but I don't know how they do it, how those guys do it when they're signing the contracts down there. It's completely different to what I do up on this end.
So do we pay the developer and then he pays the tax?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
We were just curious if we were going to have to try to figure out how to pay the Belize government for something.
We didn't want to have to deal with that. Paperwork.
So our company and our accountants and all of that. I mean, everything's being done through our U.S. bank, but then they also make sure that the government's paid in Belize, you know, what they're owed. So they go through all of that with you when you're down there. You might even want to even bring that up with Frank. That's another thing. Just maybe mention that and see what
he says. Oh, all right. All right, sounds good. So I think we're almost through. I think we just have a few more questions.
The only thing I can think of was we were wondering if you could, like, send us some more information about the Cabo and the Long Beach. What was the other one? There was another one.
Harvest K?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, with that Long Island one, the property's been purchased. We haven't been given any information on that yet. Brand spanking new.
That's fine.
Still under works right now, but
could you send us the information about the other ones? Because we're curious.
We're just wondering.
We've had such a great experience with you that if we get down there and this doesn't work, you know, we'd be interested in looking at what else you have to offer. And we're not saying we're not interested in Belize, but we thought if we could just go ahead and get a little bit of information now. Why not?
Yeah, so what I have to do is I have to find out what's going on with that one, because I know they put a halt on it for a bit, because I think they were dealing with the surveys and everything else. With the Mexican government. So we're not selling that property at this moment. it was put a halt on. So let me find out what's going on with that one. But
that's fine.
Everything with those properties will be happening more so, you know, sometime early next year.
Okay.
Yeah. So we can't reserve a lot of those places yet?
No, not yet. But so what some people might want to do is, you know, obviously come here because IGY is stepping in and immediately your money's, you know, you're going to be making money on your property. But then there's also the option of, you know, you might say, look, I might buy two lots here, I'll get one here. And, you know, when we're releasing the other ones at the early next year, you might save some of that money and then put it over in there too.
Right.
Two places in two different countries.
Right. Gotcha. That makes sense. And we can... Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, we could totally do that then.
Yeah.
Look at that. Look at our options there.
Because I mean, we only represent our developers where they've got it in prime locations, where they know for a fact that the value of the property is going to increase really fast. So, you know, maybe if you have one in Belize,
right,
and if you wanted to, you know, pop some money into another one in one of the other countries as well.
Could a lot reservation fee apply to one of the other places you sell?
Yeah, I don't see why not. I'll talk to my supervisor because she's got a little bit more knowledge on it, so I can ask her what her thoughts are on it and how close we are to, you know, doing something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That'd be cool to look into, babe, in case we want to figure something else out.
Oh, look, I mean, if you've got money to play with and if you had the option to, you know, if I had the option to put it in two different countries, both making killer money and I can travel to two different countries, I would definitely be doing that.
Okay.
I wouldn't put it all, just, you know, all property in just one, in one country. I'd try to hit a few different ones.
And what about so we were talking about this, so I know when and I were working on stuff here that we had title insurance. Is that something that we do down there?
The title insurance, getting title to the property?
Yeah, title insurance.
Yeah, so that's all. If you do decide you want to move forward with it and you do want to get the title, that's going to be dealt with accounting. So they're going to give you all the information that you need to do to proceed with getting title, which could take up to 6 months. The Belizean government, they run slow. It's not like here in the United States.
Yeah, I can imagine. It's a little different system.
Yeah, they go a little bit slower. You know, they've got a slower system. So that's why I say, you know, at least allow up to a 6 month period to, you know, gain the title. And there are some fees that are included. I think it's a few $1,000s at least to get the title. But Kathleen in accounting, she can actually give you all the information on that. Did Sandy not send all of that anyway in the email?
I know she sent us some documents, but I have no idea. I didn't really look at them. I just forwarded.
I think she would have given it with title there because I know that was something that your attorney was questioning about.
Right.
So I'm pretty sure... and if not, when I'm in this afternoon, I'll email it through to you, and if you just forward that straight away to your attorney, just the information on how the title process works.
Well, I did have a question. So you said it could take like up to 6 months to get this all taken care of. Do we have to wait before we can start building? Or can we start building right away?
You can start building. It's just to say that, you know, you want the title in hand.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So okay.
You can definitely start to build, yeah. You
don't need
the title in order to start building, yeah. So, but, you know, why not? Why not go over and get the title to the property if you pay for it?
Right. And for, I mean, do buyers usually get title insurance?
I don't think everyone gets title insurance. I don't think, well, because I've never heard anyone say that they've gone to do it, and if that was a regular thing, I would have heard about it. But I haven't heard anybody talk about getting title insurance
okay.
at all.
All right, sounds good.
I'll still get Kathleen to forward me the email that she sends out to people when they're asking to get the title, and then you can just forward that on to...
Okay, yeah, we were just curious, because I know it's like sometimes a thing up here, and we didn't know what's...
Yeah.
The deal down there, but okay,
yeah,
that sounds great.
It's a little bit different, when it's in Belize, everything works a little bit differently. But it's very smooth. Like, even with the contracts, they're just a couple. They're just a few pages.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. That's my kind of paperwork.
Wow, that's a lot easier than when we bought our land, where we built our house.
Yeah, but when you're there, they'll sit down and they'll read the contract we saw, go through it, explain. You'll be shocked at how simple the contracts are there. And so I've got clients who are down there, you know, wanting to, like, starting to get through start the building phase. It's really, really exciting. I've got owners that have gone down there and back within 2 months saying, I'm starting to build.
Wow, that's great. I mean, that's what we're hoping to do.
Yeah.
I think that wraps it up for us, Zarni. Actually, I just had one more question. So I was going through my credit card statements, and for the tour and the lot, it was charged under something called Global Property. What is that?
Yeah, so Global Property Alliance. Yeah, so that's the part of the developer. So that's who you're...
Wait.
That's in the accounting section.
What do you mean, depart? What was it?
No, nothing.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. So just make sure that you keep your receipts, and if you do decide you want to buy, just let them know how much the airfare is costing you. Let them know, like they know how much the tour costs. And then, you know, you've got your lot reservation in, and they'll just incorporate it into the purchase for you.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Yeah. How much did the flights cost you, by the way?
Oh, I have to check. I think they weren't too bad. I think it's about 12.
I think it was under 12. It's 12, 14, something like that.
Yeah.
Right.
It wasn't too. I mean,
for two round trip.
Very
I mean,
reasonable.
Yeah, they were cheaper than we thought they'd be.
We've got people who've been following the property for many years, and they didn't jump on it, and they're calling us now saying, "Oh, we're ready to come. We should have come down 2 years ago." And so now they're jumping to come in because they've been following the project for, you know, that long. And so then we're coming first class because we know we're going to buy. So you're going to cover the airfares anyway, so we're coming in first class.
We weren't going that way.
We're not. I don't know if we're a first class couple yet.
I mean, you guys haven't been following it, but it's for people who have. You know, they've been in our emailing list and they've been watching the property and watching everything that's been happening on the progress. And now they're ready to move. And these people too have also been to Belize, so they already know what they're coming into. It's easier for them. You know, they say, I'm going to come in first class, you're going to come in my airfare, I know I'm buying. So.
Well, maybe someday we'll take that first class flight down there.
Yeah.
Show up in style.
Yeah. I can't make myself pay for all that just to sit somewhere.
Oh, not yet.
No, you're going to have a blast. You're going to have an absolute blast. And look, worst case scenario, you don't buy, you've met some great people, you've come to the country, you've seen it. And you can say that, hey, you know, I went and checked out the opportunity. It wasn't for me, but at least I don't feel like I missed out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, that's totally, I think that's the perfect approach.
So go there, open mind, you know, ask as many questions as you want.
Excellent, excellent. So yeah, super excited about it. And
you'll be pumped full of info.
I'm sorry?
You'll be pumped full of information. So,
good. Right, there's only so much we can digest.
Thinking up through the year. Everything you keep thinking of through the day with questions, write them down.
Uh-huh.
And even if you start putting in an email, I think it would help a lot. It's up to you if you guys have time. But if you put in an email and I can have it ahead of time, even with some of them, you'll have some more come to mind as we're talking on the webinar.
Right.
Just the ones you can think of now, if you can email it so I can give it to Frank. So if there's any updates he needs to check on before he gets on the webinar tonight, that he's ready for that and he can give you the updated information.
Okay, cool.
That sounds great.
Yeah, we'll spend the rest of the day here coming up with questions together and seeing what we want.
Awesome. Yeah, just email them through to me.
Okay.
And then I'll print it out and I'll give it to Frank, and then I'll make sure we address all those on the webinar. Plus, you'll have more, as I said, and you just write and you start typing it live.
Okay. So, great. Sounds good. We're super excited to come down.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully you start feeling better. Maybe we can meet you down there.
I know, I'm hoping. If I can kick this fever. A bit of a fever, and I know I got it from my friend because she's homesick in bed.
The culprit.
Yeah, we hung out a few days ago, and so I know I got it from there.
Okay.
But I'll be in for the webinar. Won't let Frank down. Frank and I work really well together. So.
Sounds good. Oh, by the way, did you see the email I sent? Our attorney's asking for, like, specific lot information on lot 97 or something.
Yes, and I sent that immediately to Sandy, and then Sandy responded straight away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you should have that in your inbox.
The one I sent last night?
I went to her office. Yeah, I went to her office and she responded immediately. So
okay, all right, well.
I think I even have a copy in mine.
Gotcha, all right, I'll double check that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Zion, we'll take it easy. I hope you start to feel better.
Thank you, and I'll be hearing from you guys tonight then.
Great,
yeah,
sounds
no
good.
I'll have my phone on me. Just call me and say, Zani, we can't get on, and then I'll get Daryl on the phone with you.
All right, great, awesome. Yeah. Thanks so much.
No problem. All right, we'll talk tonight.
All right, talk to you
bye.
Soon, Zion. Take it easy.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.